And the frog like, notice I say frog and you say frog.
Yes.
The frog like animal that lives on dry land and lives on insects. You're playing about your garden or on your yard, perhaps. If you're touching, you're supposed to get warts.
Well, that's toad. T-O-D-E, toad.
B-A-W-G, dog.
Yeah.
T-O-D-E, the line. No, it'd be T-O-A-D. And let's see now. Oyster suppers are all common here in the early days.
Yes.
And those. Where did the main ingredient come from?
Oh, I suppose the East Coast. New England states.
They come in cans or?
Oh. yes. Yes. Yes.
And what were these?
Cold oysters.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned fishing. Are you a fisherman?
When I have an opportunity, I am.
There's not something up here with the questionnaire, huh? Well, if you're going fishing, you need your tackle and what else?
Oh, you need a fishing rod. You need, well, I'm a bait casting fisherman. And you need a supply of plugs, rod, reel.
If you're using live bait, what would you use? Or what could you use?
Minnows.
Anything else?
Oh, crawdads. Mm-hmm. Crayfish.
Anything else?
Worms.
Any special term for a really large worm?
Well, there's a, yes, in the last few years, I've heard them called night crawlers.
Around here? At, now are these natives?
No, they're not. Indeed, they're not. As far as I know, they're not.
It's a pity.
And I never saw a live one in my life.
Oh, they're dandy. Up in the northern country, you can sprinkle your lawn at night.
Yes.
Go out about 11 o'clock with a flashlight and just pick them up.
I've heard that.
And you can go coffee.
If you can get them that easily, you should try an electric device that mm-hmm. consists of a rod with mm-hmm. one side of 110 connected to it. Mm-hmm. Extend that in the ground and vibrate it. And so help me, Hannah, that thing will make the worms come to the top. Man, you ought to get a lot of night crawlers up there, huh?
Other bait that you might use.
I think I've named you all the common varieties of live bait.
Really?
Oh yes, shrimp, liver, we're in live bait, are we?
No, that's all right. And when you go out, what do you expect to get? And what do you expect to do?
Well, we expect to get the fish to bite on our line.
And when you're out there, you may see these insects that look something like this. Long, skinny tail.
Devil's darning needle.